from the wisdom of the feminine divine in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. I am Anya, here in service in the time of the great evolution. Initiator of the universal calibration lattice. Always reminding you, you are loved greatly and inviting you to love greatly. To share that energy of infinite love with one another. The love that comes from the center of the universe, the heartbeat of the infinite universe. Alive, electrical, transformative. It courses within each one of you. And it is for you to continue to channel this energy through, to bring through this wisdom. The wisdom is already here. You have come so far. And now there is more to be revealed because you are ready. How beautiful to see how deeply you are saying yes to yourself and to one another. This is the healing energy that is so needed upon the planet at this time. Where you stand now energetically is still adjusting. However, there is an energetic flow that you are initiating, that you are aligning with, as you begin to see that what you have believed all along is possible for this planet, for life with one another on the planet Earth, is now yours to co-create. We have offered you this time to sort yourself out, to direct your energy with greater clarity and focus, and it will continue for you. Honor yourself, the unique expression of who you are, and wholeheartedly integrate all that you have learned, all that you have experienced in these days. Continue to remind yourself as you look all around you at all life that you are indeed unique and united. No longer simply a saying, it is becoming the reality. And how you interweave with one another in the human-to-human connection, in your ability to intuit and integrate with all life energies. That is about to continue to evolve rapidly. You may feel the gentle push, but know that you asked for it. The flow is here. You have chosen well. There are enough of you upon the planet to be able to turn the tide of the energies that have been. Truth is coming to the surface. The cleaning and clearing of the truth that rises up into the surface of consciousness of humanity is moving very quickly, just as the planet is cleansing herself. Environmentally, you are cleansing yourselves consciously, and we wish to say, well done. Keep going. There are many blessings, many, many blessings lining up for you to be able to direct into your life, to share with one another. You have raised your vibrational frequency. There is no doubt. Well done, as we have all worked together here, and each one of you bringing your own frequencies. So precious. So excited to see what happens next. For as we said, there is new knowledge to be revealed to you. Be ready. There is a merging inside of yourself, of your masculine and feminine energies. It's been going on for a long time. However, the merging at this point of the intellect and the intuition, of the as above, so below, as the giving and the receiving, the vertical and the horizontal energies are coming into exquisite balance. Even as the reality has been shaken a bit, like the snow globe, and everything is up in the air, as it all comes down again. Because of your consciousness, because of your hearts, your balance, and all that has been done collectively, a new way of expressing the masculine, the feminine, the unity within and without, above and below, is upon you. And this is very good news, for this is what will set you free. Free to come into the new levels of co-creative energy. Beyond the worry of dominating and competition. You have heard this for years. You now know. Feel it within your heart. This is the reality of now time. We bow to you deeply. There are layers and layers of consciousness, collective consciousness, watching. And we bow to you collectively, for you have achieved more than you know, and it will show in the coming years. Continue to stay steady and strong. Continue to observe as the multidimensional being you are. The actions that you take daily. Simple practice. We are going to come to this again and again in this simple practice. Take a moment for your crown centers are recalibrating. For you are ready to have this merging, this unity, this harmony, this infinite love, the ability to apply what you know to be true for you. This is your freedom. You are co-creating this freedom. There are gifts to be had. There are strengths that you have already developed. We watch the patterns. We promise you, you will indeed amaze yourself and one another. There are waves of energy, of support that are already rising within your collective consciousness. You are willing to take the honest, deep look at who you are in now time and to know who you have chosen to become in the time of the great evolution. So well. Breathe again. We again encourage you to be open to the new ideas, the new inspirations, the new insights and to balance that with taking action. The flow of these beautiful energies, of the harmony, of the peace, of the infinite love is meant to intertwine and be applied here in this dimension. What dimension is that, you ask? You will define it for yourself. Are you in third dimension? Are you in a fifth dimensional overlay? You are grounding yourselves in this new resonance. The earth herself has changed, and her vibrational frequency interacts with yours, and your vibrational frequency interacts with hers. You already know this, and the entire universe brings you to this moment of unity. The energies are flowing beautifully from the earth up through your entire being, all the way through to the infinite universe and back down again. The infinity loops of the conversation that has been going on since the beginning of time and beyond are becoming clearer and ready to release the information and the knowledge that you have intuited and known to be there but could not quite access. Again, now it is yours. You will be able to receive the information, process the information, and integrate it into usable knowledge in your daily life. This is what brings about the new human in the new earth. Dare we say, in the new universe. Once again, we bow to you. There is a spiraling of energy through your entire being, raising up your frequency, and then bringing you back through again. Each time you raise up the frequency and you bring it through, there's a transformation. Waves, love this wave of energy, ride it through, integrate. Continue to develop your honesty and integrity. That has been a theme we have talked about for quite some time. The reason being is you know you are ready to step into new levels of empowerment. And you made an agreement to be able to open these new levels of empowerment when you had reached the vibrational frequency that you are now. Master, master in practice, ascended master, multidimensional being, evolutionary, you, becoming more of who you are. You are going to redefine family. This is upon you, to redefine family. You are going to redefine tribe. You will redefine belonging inside and out. Redefine compassion deeper, stronger than ever before. Redefining nurturing and being present for one another. Again, we remind you, there is great strength and healing in the human-to-human connection. You are an evolutionary pioneer. A leader in the great evolution. We ask you to bring forth your courage to make your next step in the energy of infinite love. May you lead by example and co-create the path of peace-filled empowerment. Plenty for all upon the planet, connected, nurturing, understanding. Oh, it will take some time, but you're already in it. And we all know, human beings and all other beings of life, there's no turning back, nor would we want to. You are rebalancing and raising the frequencies of your history. Beautifully done. You are able to access multidimensional memories that will serve you very well. And the radiating of your core wisdom. It is strong, steady, present. We have one story to share with you, for perhaps it will serve you in your own growth. When the channel first started to teach, she observed tall golden beings of light all around the room with rods of light. She wondered what the rods of light were about. She didn't understand. She thought they were separate. We bring her back to that vision now. For we were demonstrating. She realized the tall golden beings of light are who we are in our multidimensional reality. And the rods of light was the presentation of the core. And in this moment, we show the channel and we show you. You are radiating your core energy, center below, center above, radiating your core energy with the beautiful complexity, empowerment. You've been well educated in all that you have chosen to learn and become. And you are now ready. You are the ones you have waited for. Well done. In the energy of infinite love, amazed by you and all that you have become, I am Anya, here in service, gratefully here in service. In the time of the great evolution. And so are you. Loving us.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The teacher and evolutionary Peggy has stewarded an amazing work on this planet. One of the only ones to truly bring together and define the patterns of who you are. Of an integration of human and spirit in a way you can see and visualize, use in the very phases of her teaching, represent the maturity steps of her life. She congratulates humanity, as I do. I want to continue this whole thing about the relationship to what you must call the other side of the veil, God, Spirit, creation, creative source. There is a relationship there, dear ones. There really is. This will be, again, a plea for common spiritual sense, a plea. As once again, I bring you, piece by piece, the building of a logic for the beauty and magnificence of a human being. For that's not what you were taught. It just isn't. It's so interesting, is it not, that you were built for linearity? This mind and this consciousness that you all have is linear. It has to be for you to get up in the morning and do the things that you do to exist, to work in the workplace or to build the things that you do or to raise the children that you have. There must be linearity. This is the structure of the thinking that is human, appropriate, beautiful, and for your time. In that linearity, you do realize that everything that you think of must have a beginning and an end. I want you to think of that for just a moment. Do you know of anything on this planet, in your house, in your life, that is apart from that? Every single thing must have a beginning and an end. So this is the thinking we speak of, and it suits you. Again, it's practical, and you must have it. But where it gets in the way is when you start to think about bigger things, things that are evolved, things that perhaps are not your life, the things of God, perhaps, of spirit, creative source, perhaps. When you think of an angel, do you think of when the angel began and when the angel will end? And the answer is no. If you think about God, do you think there was a beginning, and when will it end? And these things are out of the purview of your understanding or consciousness, and the answer is, well, you don't think about it, because it's above everything that you can imagine or believe or work with mentally, and it doesn't seem to bother you. Everything you say here, that you look at in the sky even, has to have a beginning and an end. You heard about the Big Bang? You say, suddenly from nothing became everything. And you go with it. And you say, yep, that sounds about right. Without thinking, okay, let's go back to the beginning of that nothing. How could nothing be there and create everything? There had to be something there, a seed, perhaps, which expanded to everything. Because that's a beginning, is it not? And yet you accept that it makes no sense at all that coming from nothing, there would be everything. We've explained this before. It was not a beginning. It was a continuation. These are things that even your astronomers are starting to see in their physics. Perhaps there are multiverses that actually collide with one another, and the membranes of dimensionality will collide in a certain way as to cross over into what you call a Big Bang and start another universe. Now, is that a beginning, or is it a continuation? And if it is a continuation, where was the beginning of the first one? Was there a first one? What if I told you no? I want you to think for a moment of something that you could put in front of you, anything, and visualize it, and I tell you that it's eternal in both directions. That means it never had a beginning, it will never have an ending. And some will say, well, I'll do best if I could envision a circle. A circle is like that, no beginning and an end. But the high thinkers and the logistics of all of that will be voided when somebody says, yes, but who made the circle? Because that had to be then a beginning. And then you would say, okay, that's the beginning of the circle, but what about the one who made it? So you get into these discussions that go nowhere, except to say one thing: you really don't understand it, do you? You can't, because you're linear. That's being linear. It is nothing to be ashamed of. And when we say, oh, linear human being, we just are giving a designation, not a judgment. That's how you think. But oh boy, does it get in the way of something so incredibly beautiful, your soul. Let's talk some more about your soul. How would you define it? What were you told about it? What really is it? Does it have a shape or a size? And the answer is no. Is it linear? The answer is no. Does it have a beginning? Now, dear ones, here we get into that which I've told you so many times, is the linear thinking spiritualist who decides that everything, even spiritually, has to have a beginning and an end. Therefore, that soul, that eternal soul, that peace of the Creator, for some, you are told, begins at birth. Sounds a lot like the Big Bang, doesn't it? From absolutely nothing, you get everything. You're born, take a breath, and you have a soul. That's what you're taught. You know that. That is the teaching of the day. That you were nothing and never were, never could be, whatever, and you take your first breath, and you have a soul. And the soul is enormous and beautiful, and sparks fly out of it from the love of God and all that, and it never was. You had to take a breath, and there it was. And every one of you know what you were told about the ending of your soul. That beautiful, loving God who created you and is part of your soul. In so many belief systems, then judges you and takes that soul into hell. And you're burned alive every day. It's a nice story for kids, isn't it? Have you told yours yet about that? If you haven't, there will be others who will. That is the linearity, the thinking, the children's story of humanity and God. Doesn't make sense. I want a plea for common spiritual sense and the love of God. I want a plea with you to think out of linearity for a moment and think about the incredible truth that could be there, that could be there. Listen, listen. What if you were, you, your name goes here on your soul. What if you were eternal in both directions? Instead of having a breath and receiving a soul somehow magically, like the Big Bang, instead of that, what if you always were? And if you always were, what else do you know about that always was? And the answer is the Creator of all things, that loving God that knows your name. Now you're starting to understand why your name is known. That name that is sung in light. Every single one of you, all the billions on the planet, known by God personally, intimately, every one of you, what you're thinking, what you're going through. With free choice, you have the option to know it or not, to see it or not, to use it or not. Oh, but that doesn't keep it from being true. If indeed your soul is eternal in both directions, that means you are part of the Creator. You are. There's nothing else that is that way. There is nothing else that is eternal in both directions except God. Are you understanding this? You are a creature of God. Think for a moment of that source as big as you could think, which represents God, the Creator. Think for a moment, whatever that is, whether it's a field, bigger than the universe, all multiverses, whatever it is. Think of it as also containing trillions and trillions and trillions of pieces and parts that all meld together, called love and compassion, and occasionally they break off on their own and they come to a planet. And one of them is called Earth. And in that breaking off, they're really not broken at all. They're multidimensional and they're part of the whole. You're still part of the whole, you know. You're still part of that which is God, you know. This is the truth. You did not get a soul at birth. It always was. It's always then part of the creative source. Always, always. And when this life is over, the corporeal life is over, it returns. All the pieces, they return to that creative source, that beauty, that compassion, that love. There is a bigger plan, dear ones, than anything you were ever told by any belief system on the planet, especially the one that has you being burned alive. And in that, there is magnificence, because that means God knows you as God. Great criticism has been piled upon the channels of Kryon to say, you know, Kryon says that humans are God. You are a piece of the Creator. Yes, you are. What else would you be if you had a soul? What else? And that means that in this soul, there is the beauty and the compassion of all there is, who looks you in the eye and says, I know you. I see you. Why don't you come on over? While you're alive, take my hand, it says, with free choice to see. If that corporeal human can raise itself in a vibration that starts to change absolutely everything about you. The teacher Peggy says you are an evolutionary. You are. The teacher Peggy. She talks about this and always has, the evolvement of consciousness, of reality, to one day you may even wake up and realize you are an ascended being, created from the source which is God, and one who will return there. And in the process called life on earth, there is so much good to see and find and use and be. Extended life, health, peace. I'll be back in a moment, probably to continue talking about this, just to let you know who you are. And that relationship you don't even suspect is there. You don't even suspect it's there. Because often you stand apart from it, wringing your hands, wanting to know more about it, not understanding it's next to you if you'd simply relax with it and let it be. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service, in love with humanity. And so it is.